Johnson Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. The federal classified records criminal case against former President Trump is moving forward, says CBS News correspondent Scott McFarland.
His first ever federal prosecution of a former U.S. president now has a tentative trial date. Judge Eileen Cannon, a 2020 appointee of former President Trump, set the date for May 20, 2024. And there are several key hearings between now and then. One of them, a classified information procedures hearing, set for January 16th, the day after the Iowa caucuses.
Trump had asked that the trial be delayed until after the 2024 presidential election. A heat dome that's been lingering over large parts of the country is growing, says CBS News forecaster David Parkinson.
It is expanding, and so we are going to be seeing not just the South and West, but as we go into next week, we're going to be bringing in the plains and then eventually the Midwest into the insufferable heat.
The UN Security Council met in an emergency session today to discuss the Ukraine grain shipment agreement canceled by Russia. Officials say, quote, some will starve, many may die because of Russia's decision. At the UN, CBS's Pamela Falk.
UN officials said that Russia withdrawing from the grain deal, coupled with its bombardment of crucial ports, will further compound the crisis, but that the UN will continue its efforts to allow Ukrainian and Russian grain, a key food source for the world, to reach global markets.
Singer Tony Bennett died at his home in New York today, and his famous fans are mourning, says CBS's Bradley Blackburn.
How do you keep the music playing?
With his smooth, warm voice, Bennett's interpretation of the standards earned him generations of fans. His most famous admirers ranged from Frank Sinatra to Lady Gaga, and both became close friends.
Bennett would have turned 97 in 2 weeks. President Biden met with the heads of seven big tech companies at the White House today to talk about how to make sure AI doesn't get out of control.
We must be clear-eyed and vigilant about the threats emerging from emerging technologies that can pose, don't have to, but can pose to our democracy and our values.
He's the best player in the world, and I love him so much.
That young fan is looking forward to the debut tonight of soccer superstar Lionel Messi. He signed with Inter Miami, which faces Cruz Azul in a Leagues Cup match at his new home stadium. Messi just signed a 2.5-year contract with Inter Miami for between $50 and $60 million a year. On Wall Street at the close, the S&P 500 and the Dow up fractionally, NASDAQ down 0.25%. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed, the end-to-end hiring solution. Attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
I have diabetes. I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I have asthma. I'm at risk, too.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a vaccine that can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
This is CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger. I just learned Discover credit cards do something pretty awesome. At the end of your first year, they automatically double all the cash back you've earned. That's right, everything you earned doubled. All the cash back from eating at your favorite soup dumpling restaurant doubled. All the cash back from that trip where you sort of learned to snowboard also doubled. And the best part, you don't have to do anything ridiculous to get it. Nope, Discover does it automatically. Seriously though, see terms and check it out for yourself at discover.com/match.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariana. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Chance for isolated thunderstorms tonight, otherwise partly cloudy. Lows around 56, northwesterly winds around 5 miles per hour. A blend of clouds and sun tomorrow. Chance for isolated storms, high temperatures reach up to 82. Chance for scattered storms again tomorrow night, lows around 57, mainly cloudy skies expected. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 83.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Who's the most fun to drink with of the Republican lawmakers? Todd also confirmed that Robin Voss has virtually no sense of humor.
You can always let us know if you are drinking with lawmakers at 844-967-2789.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Hello, Wisconsin. Welcome to the 11 o'clock hour of As Goes Wisconsin. I am your host, Kristen Bry, along with Greg Bach on the board today. And it is Thursday at 11, which means it's time for public service announcement with Dr. Kristen Lyerly. Doctor, are you still in Arizona? Are you? You look like you're not in the heat this week.
Nope, I'm back up north.
All right. Well, Greg, do you have any questions about women's health?
So many questions. No, actually, I do have one. I have one quick thing. No, when I have a question, I look it up. I don't fear these things like other men. I'm a real man. No, wanted to say something to you, Doctor, is I was driving last Thursday with my mom, and we were listening to the show, and you all were talking. And I said, oh, Dr. Lyerly's on. That must mean it's time for the public service announcement. And my mom goes, I like that.
Yay, Mom. Yep. That's awesome. And Greg, I'm so glad you're here because we're going to talk a little bit about men's health, too.
It's about time.
Every once in a while. All right. So if you have any questions for Dr. Lyerly, feel free to text them in 844-967-2789. You can also call them in. And if you're listening to this as a podcast, you can always email us asgoeswisconsin@civicmedia.us. My first question, though, is the new train of thought for some OBGYNs and gynos when it comes to pregnancy, and instead of expecting that the baby's going to come when the baby wants to come, inducing at 39 weeks. This is a new thing?
Well, I mean, within the last, I don't know, decade-ish. Okay. Yeah. So a big study came out, probably, I don't know, maybe 7 years ago, where there was evidence that inducing people at 39 weeks actually reduced the risk of bad things happening after that. So we think babies are done at 39 weeks. Like they are well enough formed. Their outcomes are really good.
They're cooked.
So if we, they are, I was going to say cooked, but
they're fully,
so
they're
like
fully, they're ripe.
Ding.
This one's got a good sizzle.
And, you know, after that, when you think about, like, bad things can happen. And, you know, I always am careful talking with you about pregnancy because I don't want to talk about horrible things. But bad things do happen sometimes in pregnancy. Like, for example, stillbirth. I've mm-hmm. seen people have stillbirth at 39 and 4. And if we had induced that pregnancy at 39 weeks, would that baby be alive? You got to believe that I think about that stillbirth on a regular basis, and those parents yeah. who suffered it think about it every single day. So things like that happen, but so do things like blood pressure problems, gestational hypertension, and preeclampsia, and, you know, other abruption, like other problems can happen. So if the pregnancy is done at 39 weeks, then there are advantages to inducing and trying to achieve a vaginal delivery. It also reduces the risk for a C-section. Babies continue to grow if they stay inside. And if it gets to be 41 weeks, they might get so big that they don't fit through the birth canal. So there are, yeah,
big.
Your face is like something I don't want to think about.
No, so, I was a 9-pound baby, so I'm preparing that I could have a giant child.
I was a big one too.
Uh-huh. So, and sometimes it doesn't matter. It's like the way they come out, or like a shoulder can get stuck under your pubic bone. That can be an issue. Like, there are lots of crazy things that can happen, which is why we can't legislate childbirth. Mm-hmm. We can't legislate pregnancy. We have to be able to make those decisions on an individual basis. But yeah, I mean, it can definitely reduce the risk, but you have to take everybody's circumstances on an individual basis. So what we typically do is we check your cervix right around 39 weeks to see how dilated or effaced are you. And if your cervix seems ripe is the word that we use.
Okay.
If you're ripe enough, then we can proceed. And the chances of success are really pretty significant if you're pretty ripe. If you're not very ripe and we don't have a medical indication, then often we'll wait and, okay. you know, just keep checking and recommend walking and intercourse. Intercourse is great for inducing labor.
Good to know.
Don't look at me when you say that. My
Michael
God.
Samson's going to be very excited about that piece of information.
Oh, thank you, doctor.
There are prostaglandins in semen, and prostaglandins help to soften the cervix and to encourage labor. So
is it an old wives' tale of like the walking on the curb? So you're like creating... I feel like I've seen very pregnant women do that, where it's like 1 foot on the curb, 1 foot on the street. And so you're kind of creating like this uneven like waddle. Is that an old wives' tale?
That sounds like a terrible rap song.
I don't know about inducing labor, but the thing I like about that is it helps to move your pelvis around, and that helps to get the baby more situated okay. and more like, you know, like tucked in and putting more pressure, more of that head pressure down on the cervix internally. So that can certainly help move things along. And we recommend that in labor, if possible, moving around, sitting on a ball, if you don't have an epidural, getting in the tub, being on hands and knees, whatever you can do. Midwives do this really, really well. Doctors don't do it nearly as well, but just, you know, moving our patients around so that they're moving their pelvis and the baby can get really tucked in there.
So I have to admit that, and this is anecdotal and I am not a doctor, but of my friends who've had babies, the what feels like when I hear their birthing story, the disproportionate amount of women who've been induced, then had like 30-hour labors only to eventually have to get a C-section anyways, which sounds like a living nightmare. It's like all of the worst things, like a super long labor and a C-section on top of it. And so is that a risk with induction? It's like this kid's just not ready to come out, and we induced anyways, and now this is a scenario. Or is that just random that I have had that many? I would say it's 6 of my friends. That was their birth story.
You have to start with why. Why were they being induced? Was it elective because they were 39 weeks and they were just ready to have their baby? Or was there a medical reason? Often it's really common to have blood pressure problems or advanced maternal age. If you are over 35 maybe you would consider having your baby sooner than later. Okay. So you have to start with that reason, that indication for induction. If it's totally elective and we start an induction, like say we started using some cervical ripening medication and it wasn't working, you can always just stop and go home, sleep, relax, come back a couple days later, see if your cervix is starting to change. If it's an elective induction, there's no medical reason to do it. We don't have to push it. But if there is a reason that we need to get you delivered, a maternal reason or a fetal reason, then often we'll continue to push. And that's typically where we end up with these long inductions that do have a higher risk of cesarean delivery, often because we start with an unripe cervix that's not quite ready.
Got it. Okay. What are the other, I guess, kind of just to wrap it up, but like, what are the other risks of induction?
Yeah. So failure, like we just talked about, that depends on your cervical status. Once we start, once we give you medications, and there are a couple different ways to do it, if we cause too many contractions or if the baby is not tolerating it well, we can cause fetal stress. And we're always watching on the monitor when we are applying an intervention. So if we cause fetal stress and we can't back off on it, we can't stop the induction, then that could end up in a C-section. And then there's a rare risk of infection, especially if we've broken the bag of waters, the risk of infection, the clock kind of starts at that point. So the risk of infection goes up. So I always like to try to get my patient delivered within 24 hours after we break her bag or after her bag breaks on its own.
Got it. So as far as my personal situation, as far as like the expectation that likely at 37 years old, that I should be totally comfortable with being induced at 39 weeks is like, there's no red flags there.
Unless you develop some sort of a pregnancy complication or a blood pressure problem, I don't think you need to worry about it. And I would even say after 37 weeks, which is technically term, that's early term, you can start doing things to kind of bring it on yourself, like having sex, like nipple stimulation. That is a great way. I know it sounds crazy,
I'm not embarrassed. I just love thinking about our listeners right now and nipple stimulation.
Or you can take it to the curb, take it to the street. Oh, that's a new song. I'm writing that song now. That's mine. That's all mine, baby.
That's where Greg goes to distract us from nipple stimulation. But I'm going to bring us back to nipple stimulation.
Have at
it. You can pump, or you can actually, like, your partner can do nipple stimulation. But that causes your body to release oxytocin. And oxytocin is the hormone that you make that causes uterine contractions. You may have heard of Pitocin, which is the medicine that we can give people. That's the man-made version of oxytocin. So if you can make your own oxytocin by, you know, pumping or stimulating your nipples, then you could induce your own labor. Don't do it before 37 weeks, though.
Okay. Yeah, that was the big surprise yesterday, because I had, you know, my maternity plan, my maternity leave. Like, I was like, this is the week I'm going to leave. And my doctor's yesterday is like, well, like, she could come sooner than that. So maybe have a contingency plan that, like, Greg and Jane are taking over sooner than the last week of September. So we will see. But if you have any questions for Dr. Lyerly, we still have one more segment with her. 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. We'll take your texts. We'll take your calls. Otherwise, big news with birth control that we'll talk about when we come back. And also another drug for Alzheimer's. So we're going to talk about both of those when we come back for a public cervix announcement on As Goes Wisconsin. Stay tuned.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. the craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Crescenda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
From Wisconsin Rapids at the historic Witter Field on this gorgeous sunny Friday evening, as the Wisconsin Rapids Raptors will take on the Battle Creek Battle Jacks for the second game in this series. Wisconsin Rapids and Battle Creek certainly battled it out yesterday. The Raptors fell in extra innings to the Battle Jacks 7-5. Raptors right now in a bit of a slump. Five games have lost in a row. They lost six of their past seven. They're looking to get back to winning ways, and what a night it is tonight. A great crowd on hand as Raptors baseball and Battle Creek will be getting set in about 15 minutes, but we look into this game and the Raptors and the Battle Jacks last night, it was just a game that, you know, it wasn't their way. It was up 1-0 early. You take it to the third, they get another run in the fourth and the fifth as well. So they go up 4-0 in that game. They were feeling very comfortable. Josh Howitt stays on the mound, and then unfortunately in his last inning and his last game as a Raptor, as he his time has been up and he's headed back to California. So Wisconsin Rapids gives up two runs. It was 4-2 at that point. Battle Creek just came once again. It was a storm of runs. You take it to the seventh, two more runs, and they made it 4-4. And that time it was two scoreless innings of baseball after that, eight in the ninth inning. And then Battle Creek dominated. You take it to the top of the 10th, three runs of their own, and they went up 7-4. The Raptors got one back, made it 7-5, but at that point, there was already two outs. So the Battle Jacks took down the Raptors in a game which Wisconsin Rapids out-hit Battle Creek 9-6. Just couldn't really get the offense to consistently flow throughout the game. They were halted when it came to the sixth inning, and then after that, they really just struggled. So we look today, and we look at a new matchup for the Raptors. Drake Fries has been given the nod. He'll be getting the start on the mound, the San Diego product from Orange, California. So he hasn't really been in a lot of starter roles. We've seen him come in the fourth, fifth, sixth inning at times, but really getting that start. So it'll be kind of a bit of interesting to see how he kind of adjusts to that. David Smijalski at the catcher's position, and a guy out of Georgia who really hasn't played that many games. He's only had three at-bats, so it will be interesting to see him, how he gets going to that. The Division III school at a LaGrange College in Georgia, that's where he goes to school. So Kyle Carlson back in the lineup. If you remember him, he hasn't appeared in a game. He only appeared against an at-bat in July 19th against Madison, but prior to that, his last game was June 13th, so he was a temp player in the first 2 weeks, and then he went home, rightfully so, because there were so many, you know, guys in coming in that were had on full contracts. So he goes out, but, you know, when you have bodies that leave, you need bodies in, and Kyle Carlson, certainly a guy that can help this team. He bats a 250, so he's getting the start at first base. Chris Conniff at second, Garrett Broussard at third, and who had a great debut on both sides of the ball, Aiden Brewer, he's at shortstop. And for the outfield, Anthony Gallison, he'll be at left field. Ty Johnson at center, and Brendan Bobo at right field. As for the Battle Jacks, they're going with a guy named Gage Smith. So Smith, a guy out of Milwaukee Area Tech from Appleton, Wisconsin. So Gage Smith getting the start on the mound, an 0-2 record for him. So looking to change that here today. He walks a lot of guys, which goes in favor of the Raptors. Blake Salomon at catcher. Anthony Aloisio at first. Brock Daniels at second, Jake Allgaier at third, Luke Chang at shortstop, wasn't in the lineup yesterday, Riley Silva at left, JT Sokolov at center, and Jake Allgaier and at right field. So it'll be interesting to see how this team gets going, and an opportunity for the Raptors to, well, find a way to, you know, take down a team that has really Battle Creek has just had their number. They lead the season series 2-1. So for them, it will be kind of a different aspect here. Can they even up the series with the last time they'll play Battle Creek this entire year? And prior to the season series of this year, you take it to 2021, the Raptors won the season series 3-1. They shut them out three times in a row. So Wisconsin Rapids right now not playing their best ball. They know that if they need to get back to winning ways, they need to start with it today. They're a team right now that sits 7-10. They're last in the Great Lakes West Division. But fortunate for them, they're only three games back of first of Madison. So if they can find ways to get back to their playing their great baseball, where they get a lot of hits and follow that up with good pitching as well, they'll be back in the swing of things. There's a lot of games left. There's about 19 left to end out the second half, and for them, if they don't make the playoffs, end out the season. So you have Madison at 10-7, and then Wisconsin Rapids 7-10. So they've lost five straight, lost six of their past seven. As you look at the Great Lakes East, though, Battle Creek, they're 11-8. They're only in second place. They're behind Kalamazoo by 2.5 games. So if they can catch them, they're playing a really good ball. They've only had 10 wins in the first half. Right now they have 11. So it's a completely different script for this team. They're feeling a lot better about themselves. They brought in a new whole team, basically 15 guys that came in new. So, you know, you look at that and say, okay, all right, well, this team is different. And they have certainly the coach behind him, Chris Clark, 26 years old. He's a guy that really can just work in his team, and he's got a great hold on his team. He's a guy that, again, has a very good, knowledgeable view of baseball. He's a young guy, but really, at the same time, a lot of guys in the clubhouse respect him, and they respect what he's doing. So Wisconsin Rapids are going to need to do that, and they're going to need to find a way to take down a inspired Battle Creek team. Also, back on June 24th and 25th, the Raptors split the series. They lost 2-0 in the first game, and then in the second game, they won 13-3. So they've had some success, certainly, against Battle Creek, but it's about finishing games for them. That's going to be the big key, and one of the guys that can help them do that, Brendan Bobo, he has been unbelievable. Has had a three-game hitting streak, two homers in his past three. So against Battle Creek, though, he's had three home runs in three games against them. So he's really swung the bat against this team from Western Michigan. So it will be a key for him. If he can keep going, guys can follow that behind him as well. Raptors can look to get a win. Mind you, they were up 4-0 yesterday, and they're up 3-0 the day before against Madison. So they've done well to build the early leads. It's about finishing games and going from basically the sixth inning all the way on to finish that game. So that will be the key here. Can this team continue to get up in an early lead but finish out those games? So we'll find out here in about 8 minutes or so. Wisconsin Rapids in Battle Creek will be getting going. Stay with us here on WFHR.
We all make promises, big and small. Tested over time and distance, tried by circumstances and decisions.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
I do solemnly swear to bear true faith and allegiance.
To help you when you're in need.
To tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
To be considerate and caring, courageous and strong.
For better,
for worse,
in sickness and in health,
to love and cherish,
to be your loving, faithful friend,
partner,
child,
parent,
neighbor.
One of our most important commitments is to support our nation's veterans. Learn how you can help a veteran going through a difficult time by visiting maketheconnection.net.
Over the past few years, the COVID-19 pandemic has affected how we live our daily lives. Today, we also face a mental health pandemic that threatens our well-being as we attempt to rebuild our social networks and communities.
The pandemic has reminded us to value family, community, and our human connections. However, it has also left many of us feeling more isolated, confused, and alone, struggling to find meaning amid loss and uncertainty.
Today, one in five Americans experience emotional and mental health challenges. But many of us do not understand what we are facing or know how to ask for help.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we understand what you are going through, and we are here to help. Our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all. We work every day to eliminate stigma, combat mental illness and substance use disorders, and advance mental health. If you or someone you love needs help, you are not alone. Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
We're back here inside Witter Field as Wisconsin Rapids and Battle Creek getting set in about 6 minutes. Umpires down there at the batter's box at home plate. They are home plate umpire Jeffrey Osborne, the crew chief. He's behind the dish today at first, Matthew Metcalf. And at third, Alan Bryan. So same crew chief as yesterday. A three-hour game. And it was, well, it was a game that, you know, you look at that once again, another early lead. So Wisconsin Rapids have already extended their longest win streak of the season with five. So also, again, they're 4-6 in their last 10. And in this five-game losing streak, they've really struggled at batting the ball. They've been batting a 201 in the five-game losing streak and are only averaging a little bit over three runs a game. So that's going to be a question. Can this team, you know, get the runs going early, continue that lead? Because when we've seen them get up in early games, when we thought, look, when this team gets up early, they can hold that lead. But that's really kind of, the script is kind of flipped in the past couple games or so. So, you know, we'll see how they can find a way. They're, as a team, though, they're batting a 241, but unfortunately, that's tied for 19th in the league. They also have 422 hits as well, which is 18th. So a lot of their offensive numbers are really down in the lower half of the league. They have 251 runs in total. That's 20th in the league. And another thing, what they're really down is the RBIs. That's a big thing, getting those timely hits, bringing guys in when it's needed. 22nd in the league at that. So they also strike out a lot, 434 times in total. That's fourth worst in the Northwoods League. But when you flip it to the defensive side of the ball, they're third in fielding percentage. They're second in innings pitched, and they're second in ERA with a 3.6282. So that right there is a big thing when they have a great defensive side to them, but offensively they've just really been struggling, losing a lot of their hitters and guys that really haven't been stepping up as well as we've normally seen. So for this team to get back to where they know how to, it's about continuing to be better on both sides of the ball. When they can play a complete game, this is a very tough team to beat, but we've seen a lot that they've only been playing one side of the ball well, and the other side has really been lacking. So Battle Creek right now on the third base line as Wisconsin Rapids on the first base line. National anthem here coming up. First pitch in about 3 minutes. We'll step away here on WFHR.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Every year across America, a staggering 4.2 million youth are homeless or trafficked. Covenant House is the national leader providing safe housing for youth 50 years strong. Help us fight youth homelessness. Go to covenanthouse.org.
What if one day you went to your secret hiding place? You know, that spot that only you know about? And instead of what you came for, you found something a little different. What if instead of your private stash, you found a simple phone number? 1-800-662-HELP. What would you do? Would you stop and give it some thought? Would you make the call? The truth is, all drug use comes with risk. Before those risks become real, before drugs turn your life upside down, before drugs take their toll on you and your family, know that there is help. You can quit. If you or someone you love is struggling with drug use or prescription drug misuse, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral. Or go to samhsa.gov/thereishelp.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop.
That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
There you go. Back here inside Winterfield, Drake Fry is warming up right now. So it'll be interesting to see Kyle Carlson back in at first base. He's a guy that, you know, out of Piedmont College and a native of Georgia. So him back at the three position and a little bit different when it comes to a first baseman. But the DH tonight is a bit different. You don't really expect a catcher to be, but it's Alex Duffy. He's been swinging the bat a lot better, so he's DHing. So he'll see him get going as he'll be batting in the eighth spot. So excited for Duffy, a guy that's really swung the bat a lot better, and an opportunity for him to hopefully work his way into possibly more seeing in that DH spot. And we know he's a great catcher, so David Smijelski getting his first start behind the dish tonight. And he's a guy that has been decent when batting the ball. At LaGrange College, he batted a 310. And also, he's a reliable catcher behind the plate. Stands at 5'10", but has a big body to him. He's very strong. He can, you know, whip over that ball to second in a hurry. So Drake Fries, a guy that's had 9 games appeared in with 26 innings of work. He's allowed 21 hits, 10 runs, and 27 strikeouts. So he's got a 3.46 ERA. So last game he appeared in, though, was against the Dock Spiders. He gave up more walks than strikeouts. He had 6 walks and 4 strikeouts. So look to him to get back to what he knows best, and that's painting the zone with curveballs, dishes in the fastballs at times. So Riley Silva will lead off for the Battle Jacks. And Riley Silva out of the University of Nebraska, so a Cornhusker from Ontario, Canada. And so yesterday, he didn't appear in the starting lineup. He was a guy that, well, pinch hit where he went 0 for 1. So Silva, 3 RBIs and 15 hits. So second half guy in the left fielder will step in. So the lefty, righty on lefty here. Drake Fries will set in. And the first delivery of this Friday night contest. And a liner up the middle. Silva gets him on the first pitch, and he starts off with a base hit in the center. First pitch and a base hit. JT Sokolov out of Illinois State from Hudsonville, Michigan. Yesterday had a good day, went 2 for 5, and also had a run as well. So just like that, Battle Creek really couldn't get the bats going early yesterday. It was later in that game where they started to swing the bat a lot better, and a swing and a miss this time. Sokolov goes inside 0-1, but right now already with a hit. So Riley Silva, the Nebraska Cornhusker, stands at first. JT Sokolov bats a 300, 30 hits, 15 RBIs. And he'll set in. Fries does well to see a strike 0-2. So Jake Fries works in a fastball. No balls, 2 strikes. So the right-hander had 23 innings pitched for San Diego this season with 35 hits allowed, but had 21 strikeouts. As he checks off over at first, Silva goes there now and just puts the hand on the bag in time, 0-2. So Sokolov at center field, a reliable center fielder for head coach Chris Clark. And this great staff, the 0-2, on his way to second. A stolen base from Silva. Dives headfirst there now and will stand up as Smijelski's throw is not in time. So Riley Silva, a stolen base attempt deemed successful. And now puts one in scoring position. Battle Creek right now threatening here. Nobody down, a runner on second. But Fry's ahead in the count, 1-2. Looking in is Fries. He glances over at second. Knee-high fire and a slider out and away and a ball this time, 2-2. Couldn't find the zone at 78. So Riley Silva with a base hit and then steals second. So he does his job. Sunny day here and a sunny evening in Wisconsin Rapids for some Friday night baseball. Battle Creek in their blue tops as the 2-2 and a swing and a miss low. Sokolov goes down. Drake Fries records a strikeout. So one down, first out of tonight. And Drake Fries responds with a strikeout. Luke Chang is due up out of Illinois State as well from Olney, Maryland. Bats a 321, 17 hits for him and 8 RBIs. So Battle Creek, yes, in their blue tops with the gray leggings. They have the Battle Jacks logo on the front and the white numbers on the back as the throw to second from Fries and Silva just gets back there in time. Wisconsin Rapids, though, in their standard white tops with the Rafters logo on the front and the maroon numbers on the back. They also have the black leggings as well. So very standard for them. Their home uniforms they've worn all season. And Fries sets in high for a ball this time. 1-0 and a fastball that can't paint the upper side of the zone. Luke Chang, the shortstop, making his first appearance this series. He'll set the 1-0 up high. Smajowski has to reach above his head to make that catch. A two-ball count now. Drake Fries, last two pitches were fastballs. Can't seem to work it in the zone. At second now stands Silva. A 2-0 count here with one down. The 2-0 and outside a slider low, 3-0. That's 77 that time. Three balls, only one out. And Sokolov went down swinging. Sets high in the 3-0. Up above the zone for the fourth ball. Luke Chang will get walked. That'll put runners on first and second. And Jake Allgaier, the third baseman, who's 0-for-4 with a run yesterday. He walked and struck out. So wasn't his best day batting, but nonetheless, he's a guy that bats a 239, 24 RBIs, 39 hits. From Shanahan, Illinois. Runners on first and second. Fries on the mound, looks over at second and then fires now. It's a curveball that pushes inside, out and away, 1-0. A 1-0 count with one down. A lot of guys from Illinois that play at Illinois schools, I should say. The 1-0 swing and a miss this time. Allgaier goes after it. It's a fastball. But you have Sokolov and Chang at Illinois State. You have Allgaier from Western Illinois. You got their nine-hole batter, Ratliff, from Southern Illinois and Edwardsville. So definitely a lot of the state from Illinois is here, is representing the 1-1 at a fastball once more and gets in that time at 88, 1-2. So yeah, it's definitely the state of Illinois representing. And Chris Clark doesn't go as much for the Division I guys, given he'll take them when he needs to, but he goes and recruits a lot of Division II, Division III, NAIA guys. And the 1-2, Silva on his way to third. The throw from Smajowski. Silva dives headfirst into third. At the second is Chang, so two in scoring position. Perfectly executed from the Battle Jacks. And now, only with one out, they have an opportunity here to strike first. Can the Rafters put it to bed, though, and halt this attack? Allgaier, a home run this season. He's got 19 runs. And the 2-2 home, and a swing and a miss outside. Fries sends him down. That's a second strikeout. So Fries strikes out Sokolov and Allgaier as Blake Salomon, the catcher, out of Northwood University and a senior from South Lyon, Michigan. So yesterday went 1-for-5 with a run. He had a double and had a 2 RBI day. It was a big, big hit for him where he sent two runners home. Two down, and Fries sets high, and a wild pitch that goes behind Smajowski on his way home now with Silva, and the first run of the game belongs to the Battle Jacks. As, would you look at that, a wild pitch from Drake Fries. And Silva gets home. 1-0 Battle Creek on his way to third was Chang. He'll stand there now. So not the start the Raptors were looking for. The 1-0 and a miss outside, 1-1. So Riley Silva leads off with a base hit. He steals second, then steals third, and then gets home on a wild pitch. So excellent base running from the Nebraska Cornhusker. And the 1-1 home and a pop-up backside, 1-2. So ball two strikes with two down. At third is Luke Chang. Fries has already struck out two. He's given up a hit and a run. Two down and the 1-2 home. And foul just off the bottom side of the bat. Staying alive here is the catcher. Had 20 runs this season. He's also had two home runs as well. So he can make contact with the ball when needed. He's looking to do that here. The 1-2 home and a swing and a miss. Once again, Drake Fries strikes out three batters, has a three strikeout inning, but the Raptors give up a run. He's shaking his head in disapproval. We head to the bottom of the first, 1-0, Battle Creek in front.
You are listening to Raptors Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Crescenda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
Does back pain have you sidelined? There's a local expert right here in Center Wisconsin ready to help you. Dr. Doug Gallick at Wisconsin River Orthopedics in Wisconsin Rapids. Whether your back pain results in numbness in your lower extremities, disc compression or herniation, or anything else, Dr. Gallick has the expertise to help you. He has 23 plus years of experience to back it up. Go online to WROinstitute.com to learn more about Wisconsin River Orthopedics and their many services, including relieving back pain. Wisconsin River Orthopedics, relieving pain and restoring lives.
Let's get back to the Raptors here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom of the first inning as Battle Creek in front 1-0 as Gage Smith, the Battle Creek Battle Jacks pitcher, getting the start on the mound out of Milwaukee Area Tech. Headed to Oakland University next season, so he'll hit the Division I collegiate baseball. So he's excited about that. Out of Appleton, Wisconsin, he's had a guy that he's appeared in eight games this season with an 0-2 record. He lost versus Kenosha in Rockford, 25 and a third innings pitched with 26 hits and 22 runs. As the first offering bounces low, and it comes in for a ball on Ty Johnson. So Johnson yesterday went 1-for-4 with two runs. He had a double as well and was walked. So 49 hits for Ty Johnson, bats a 280. And Smith throws a strike across the plate. He stands tall at 6'5". See, every game he appeared in this season, which was eight of them, the opposing team is 7-1 in those games. So, you know, he's struggled to get wins, you know, surely. Last game versus Rockford, he appeared in. He walked five batters and only had one strikeout. And now the 2-1, Johnson flies it out right side, 2-2. So two balls, two strikes. Gage Smith went 4-4 at Milwaukee Area Technical College, had 12 starts. And the 2-2 flied out right side, and again, Johnson staying alive. So Milwaukee area technical, 55 innings pitched. He had 57 strikeouts, a 4.75 ERA, which earned him a scholarship to Oakland. A 2-2 to Johnson, outside for a ball, 3-2. And the count runs full on the first batter of Johnson, 22 RBIs. He's at 29 runs. And he leads the team in at-bats, hits, runs, and walks. And a swing and a ground ball over to Daniels at second. Shifts to his left, fields it up in the throw to first. And he's right on the money, one down. So Johnson grounds out Anthony Callison. 30 hits on 115 at-bats, 13 RBIs, and 14 runs. He bats at 261. Yesterday went 1-for-4 as well with a run and also had a double. Smith gets ahead in the count right now and throws a strike on a breaking ball at 78, 0-1. So no balls, a strike. Anthony Gallison, the Coastal Carolina product, will see the 0-1 and skied out. Right field out of play, 0-2. So no balls, two strikes. The 0-2 outside of the fastball low, 1-2. What's interesting for Smith is this season has a 7.46 ERA. He's walked 24 batters, only 9 strikeouts on a swing, and a weak ground ball over to the shortstop. Chang charging it and throwing it across his body for 2 down. So Luke Chang, the shortstop, getting it done, and 2 ground outs. One to second, one to short, and Brendan Bobo, a guy that Battle Creek has not found an answer to. And yesterday went 3-for-5 with a home run, had a 2 RBI day. So he had a big day himself. So Bobo will set in a swing and a hard ground ball over to Alosio at second, and the throw right down is tagged in time. So Losio gets it done, and we head to the top of the second. A 3-up and 3-down inning for Battle Creek. We'll step aside here on WFHR.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Top of the second inning we go as Battle Creek in front, 1-0, as Brock Daniels, the University of Missouri product, and the second baseman, so Missouri Tiger. He's a Division I talent, plays his collegiate ball in the SEC, bats at 274, has 26 RBIs, 45 hits to go along with it. Fry sets in and throws a strike, 0-1. So the Rafters retired 5 batters, including a 3-strikeout inning for Fries, but unfortunately gave up a run to the first batter, Riley Silva. The 0-1 and a swing and a miss low once more, 0-2. So really jabbed at that ball. Came a little bit low of the zone. Brock Daniels yesterday went 1-for-2 and also crossed home plate twice. He had an RBI as well with two walks and a miss outside. Fries wheeling and dealing. So that's his fourth strikeout in six batters. So Anthony Aloisio out of Davenport and a senior from South Lyon, Michigan. Two South Lyon natives, him and Salomon. A 200 batter, five RBIs in total, eight hits as well. So the first baseman misses at that ball, and it comes in high on a fastball that time at 89-0-1. So Aloisio had a tough day. He went 0-for-5 with two strikeouts in last night's game. So looking to make that a little bit better this time around. And the 0-1 once more right down the pipe. And Fry is dealing in. It was a 90-mile-per-hour fastball. 0-2. One gone. Aloisio, the seven-hole batter. Fry's on the third base side of the rubber. He kicks high, sets and looks. And Aloisio flies his right side. So staying alive in this count. I mean, Fries has given up, yes, a run. Gave up a hit to the first pitch of the game to Riley Silva, but has struck out Sokolov, Allgaier, Salomon, and Daniels. He's had three straight strikeouts, looking to make it four. The 0-2 just down low in the dirt for a ball. And David Smijalski there at catcher. And unfortunate as well. He gave up that hit, but Silva had great base running, stole second and then stole third, and then got home on an error, which was a wild pitch from Fries. The 1-2 and a curveball and away, out 2-2. The count runs two apiece. One gone here top of the second as Drake Fries with the ball tucked into his glove. He comes set now. Kicks, turns, winds, and serves. And a swing and a miss outside. Going down is Aloisio. And now make it five strikeouts for Drake Fries. He struck out four batters in a row from last inning to this. And Coltrane Rubner and a Davenport as well. From Livonia, Michigan, a 240 batter with five RBIs. He has 12 hits as well. And has also crossed home plate seven times and fouls his backside. Drake Fries really setting in and feeling himself here early. He's already up to five strikeouts. And that was a thing which, you know, coming into this game, was he going to find ways to, and a swing and a ball that hits off the inside of the bat, rolls out in the center field. Smijalski comes after it and throws to Carlson for the third out. So a 1-2-3 inning for the Raptors, capped off by Drake Fries. Two more strikeouts. We head to the bottom of the second. 1-0, Battle Jacks lead.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy tonight with a chance for isolated storms. Lows of aloft around 56. Northwest winds around 5 miles per hour. A blend of clouds and sun tomorrow. Chance for isolated thunderstorms. Daytime highs approaching 82. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 57. Mainly cloudy skies expected. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 82.
Air conditioner not running? Make a call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. We'll work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, our team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. We'll get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortaire.biz.
Let's face it, mornings are tough. We could all use a little pick-me-up. The answer? El Cafe in Port Edwards. Not only will the atmosphere and friendly staff at El Cafe give you a boost, but their breakfast will knock your socks off. Enjoy one of their great daily breakfast specials, sure to satisfy, or really kick it up with their fish tacos and spicy salsa. Life's too short to have another boring breakfast. Get up, get going, and get to El Cafe in beautiful Port Edwards right next to the police station. Start your day with a kick at El Cafe.
Let's get back to Raptors baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Oh. Bottom of the second inning. Wisconsin Rapids down 1-0, an early lead for Battle Creek. Riley Silva got a base hit, and he got to second and then the third, and then got home on a wild pitch. But Wisconsin Rapids has a ground out, three straight ground outs from Johnson, Gallison, and Bobo. So a three up and three down inning. As Broussard will step in now. So a 1-2-3 inning for Battle Creek in the first. Three straight ground outs. Garrett Broussard now will step in. As Smith fires it as a curveball that paints the zone. This time 0-1. So Broussard, 33 hits in total, 156 at-bats. Bats at 212. He's a guy that went 0-for-5 yesterday. Really struggled at the plate. Had a strikeout. And the 0-1 just clipped.